Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. This is your host, Charlotte Sivak, coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I first really would like to thank David Hickey for his beautiful music of the Crystal Bowls from his latest album called Acceleration. And you can find him at, or find more of his music at crystaljourney.com. We're so glad for you to join us. I am so honored with all the incredible emails that I had received from the last show that we had done, and to continue on with this beautiful journey. We have such a full hour for you. It's going to be a cosmic adventure for you, full of many amazing planned new invocations, ideas, transformations, totally expansion. We're going to be doing a channeled journey meditation, and I am so honored to say that I also have for you an invocation for night one, entering into the universal underworld, so beautifully written by Enrita Melchizedek, that we'll be getting into later on through the show. And I'm very much hoping that we're going to be able to get to some phone calls later on. Like I said, we have so much planned for you, so Without ado, let's get going. Now, I realize we've all been going through an absolute transformation in the following in the last few weeks, especially as the Mayan calendar has opened up, and how we really need to truly focus onto our heart centers at this time. As many of us have gone from the aspects of being this cosmic tsunami going through our bodies, as the Earth has also been going through her transformations and all of her changes related to all the weather patterns that we've had. And as we've gone through this massive inside clearing out and acceleration and expansion of our heart chakras, we've all been undergoing releasing a lot of our old emotional wounds, having to face our old patterns, our old griefs and things that we thought that we had released and let go, but unfortunately we had either buried them further and deeper. So there's so many things that have happened in the past few days, myself included, and to the many of you that have I've spoken to about how you've literally been brought to your knees with the old emotional wounds and how your heart has been absolutely expanding. So it is an absolutely beautiful time for us. Rest assured that everything is in divine order and that we are fully expanding and feeling the energies and as we're transforming with the beauty of Mother Earth. There's so much that we have planned here for today. We've had so many incredible events happening, starting from the equinox, the full moon from the super full moon that was in Virgo, moving into now to these next few days where we can have a little bit of integration as next the Universal Underworld Night 1 will be beginning in a few days as well. There's just so much to cover. So I figure what we should do is taking a deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through your mouth, bringing yourself into the present now and bringing yourself into this awareness. We're going to be welcoming the new galactic healer sign, which is Opithecus. And I apologize for any of the words that I may say wrong, but knowing that it is coming from the heartfelt and that it is from expanded emotion, it is fully right. This is a beautiful new sign. Many of us have been questioning it and wondering if it is in actuality a real thing. But the truth is, Opithecus has been around for thousands of years. It is very much close to the center of the galaxy, and it is the 13th constellation sign of the zodiac, known as the Serpent Holder. But it also is known as the Galactic Healer. And as many of you are now awakening into your leadership positions, your leadership awareness, and recognizing that you are the teachers and that truthfully we are the ones we've been waiting for, this brings you more of the knowledge, aspects, and access to the secrets of life. And now that we are in the last underworld of the Mayan calendar, we're also finding that everything is being revealed. And there is a time when everything just unfolds, and it is such a beautiful time to be here. So with that in mind, allowing us to open and expand our hearts as we ascend and move forward and go through all the changes and the openings of the cosmos, we also recognize, too, that we have to descend so that we can bring back all this beautiful energy and ground it through within our homoluminescent bodies and anchoring it into the crystalline center of Mother Earth so that we are all changing together, fully connected together as we truly awaken heaven on earth. So taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth, feeling yourself taking another deep, clearing breath, pulling it all the way down to the base of your spine, and then further still taking it down to your toes, feeling each one separating, feeling yourself being grounded and awakened. As we start off with the music of the spheres and the music resonation of the Om, helping us to create magic and awaken our hearts further still as we go through this beautiful expansion of welcoming the spring equinox. Think of some of the intentions that you have, horizontally and vertically. Horizontally being for your spiritual aspects of your life, and vertically for your humanness. And as you take these few minutes to get the intention together, feeling yourself becoming more and more aligned and relaxed, we call upon all the archangels, ascended masters, teachers, guides, animal totem spirits, the divas, fairies, elves, and goddesses to be present with us for this beautiful journey as we awaken into our divine cosmic oneness. We call on the higher self, the Christ embodied self, and the ascended master self of each of us that are listening to this program, inviting in our soul extensions and our monad, helping to all of us generate this beautiful energy of well-being as we work through releasing any of our old emotional shadowed wounds and awakening to all these new aspects within ourselves. We invoke the Ascended Master, Jesus Christ, Sananda, Lord Metatron, Melchizedek, all of the guides and teachers that you personally acknowledge, calling in also the divine dispensation of the Mahatma, the overlighting divas of healing, the diamond cubes of matrices, and the divas of technology, all connecting us to become galactically online, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and etherically. We invite the Palladian emissaries of light, the Syrian archangelic leagues of light, the Andromedan emissaries of light. We also invoke the Archerian emissaries of light, the Great White Brotherhood, the Mother, Father, God, and anyone else serving the divine plan and for the highest good to join us for this beautiful journey. And as you feel yourself coming into this beautiful new space, bring your awareness to your second chakra for the ladies and the first chakra for the gentlemen. And visualize a tube of light, any color that you wish, traveling downwards and into the center of the crystalline heart of Mother Earth, as we invoke the divas of the earth plane to connect us with Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And as you feel yourself releasing what is no longer serving your path, you will feel a karmic wounds chamber of light brought forth from the Great White Brotherhood. And as you feel this chamber of light stabilizing over your beautiful homoluminescent body and your auric field, you will feel yourself being infused with light. Further still, we'll have the Syrian archangelic leaks of light joining us. As you'll feel a sacred geometry chamber also aligning in with the karmic wounds, helping you to reconfigure and rebalance the sacred geometries of your organs, tissues, and your DNA. And as you take this beautiful, deep, inhaling, clearing breath, we'll ask for you to visualize your palms up, or turn your palms up. And we're going to be asking for all the contracts from this life and all of your past lives, all the ones that you're ready to release from your chakras at this time, as well as from all the ones that you have lived on all the other planets, multi-dimensions, universes, and parallel worlds. And as we're all ready to embrace the expansion of our heart chakras, we ask for all the wounds of the archetypes of the heart chakra, known as the actor, to be placed into the palms of your hands. You will start to feel a pulsation sensation, or a heaviness, a weighed down sensation in the palms of your hands. Or you may visually see a filing cabinet of contracts that are going to be brought forth, trusting your own senses and how you will get the information. We'll have all these contracts that look like sheets of paper, saying contract on it, your name, the other person's name, and a stamp. Please do not get caught up in the story of the contract. So as we are now ready to release those contracts, we ask for all of the ones that are related to victim, frozen, isolating ourselves. Shutting down. Self-protection. Anxiety. Strain. Resistance to love. Being reclusive. Aggressive. Defensive. Confrontational. Paranoid. Survival. Competitive. Jealous. Threatening. Being a slave. Slave to our desires. Slave to money. Slave to any material. Being temperamental. Better than, less than. Passive aggressive. Satire. Sarcasm. Controlling. Manipulative. Grief. Heartache. Heartbreak. Destitute. Desolate. Vengeance. Anger. Hatred. Starvation for love. Seductive. Vulnerable. Escapism. Detachment. Integrity. Criticism. Self-loathing. Shallow. Worthless. Exploiting. Struggling. Avoidance. Hiding. Being terrified of love. Exposed. Frustrating. Shame. And pride. And anything else that you are ready to release at this time, to all be placed into the palms of your hands. Anything that we need not word or know about, but is ready to go at this time. And as you feel all of these contracts piling up into the palms of your hands, feeling the heaviness of them, honor them all as the wonderful lessons that they've taught you. And visualizing a stamp that says cancel or void, stamp each individual contract, canceling and nullifying all these contracts in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. You may have a lot of contracts. It is fine. You may also visualize one of those red-hot pokers and placing it on the top of the pile, running it right through to the bottom. And as you now stamped each individual contract, we call upon Archangel Michael to please step forth with his sword of truth and to cut all these contracts in half. Canceling and nullifying all these contracts in all directions of time, space, parallel universes. And feeling the clearing breath coming through you, a jolt or any type of sensation, know that it is done. And visualize ripping up any remaining pieces of these contracts and throwing them into a huge bonfire of violet flame. Feel the freedom washing over you, the relief, the expansion. As you've ripped up all of your contracts, see them burning away, being transmuted to the light. As you now visualize yourself being fully engulfed in the violet flame, as it clears all the karmic debris, healing and sealing all the wounds in all directions of time. As we now ask for a monadic sweep to clear you through, and saying your first name and your last name 3 times aloud, making it known to the universe that you are ready to embrace a deeper anchoring of unconditional divine love and light, facing your shadow and performing alchemy. We are forgiveness acting here, casting out all doubt and fear, setting men forever free with wings of cosmic victory. We are calling in full power for forgiveness every hour. To all life in every place, we flood forth forgiving grace. And in the sacred mantra of Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Te is Beth, Holy, 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 Lord God is the host. And as you take a deep, clearing breath, feeling the releasement of all these emotions, you will see the Ascended Master Jesus Christ, known as also Sananda, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, and Buddha, surrounding you and helping you to work through the forgiveness within your heart and towards yourself. I release and forgive me. I hold no unforgiveness back. I am free in all directions of time. Just take a few moments as you feel any of the swords, etheric wounds, any tears, all being healed and sealed. As you feel Landus and Archangel Michael stepping forth with their magnetic hands, pulling out any of the psychic debris or mucus that has been found in your 4-body vehicle related to your heart. And as we thank the Great White Brotherhood and see all these new sacred geometry symbols flashing through in your mind's eye, you'll feel this chamber of light being pulled away from you, giving you a few moments to just relax. As you will now feel a love configuration chamber of light coming in around you, as you feel it stabilizing around your beautiful homoluminescent body and your auric field, the vibration will make you already feel like your skin is tingling, your hands and feet are pulsating, as you awaken to the joy and the knowing of the expansion and truly falling in love with yourself. We are now going to ask for all of your guides and teachers, all the ones, again, that you personally acknowledge. The divine couples of the seven rays. To surround you, as well as any of your soul extensions that wish to take part in these beautiful energies. And take a deep breath, inhaling again through the nose and pulling this energy down to your perineum, base of your spine. You'll now visualize the sun in front of you, representing the Father God. And as you feel its beautiful energy and its rays coming through, infusing your body with light, awakening you, finding yourself becoming more and more receptive and open to receiving this beautiful love. You feel it flowing right through your body, coming out through the back. As we ask for the intention for it to remain with us till the end of this session. You feel this beautiful, overwhelming joy coming through you, the expansion and awakening of not only your heart, but your body. All your light bodies fully awakening. We now visualize and ask for the earth to be behind us, bringing forth its beautiful, nurturing energy. You'll immediately feel comforted and open as the beautiful energy of nurturing infuses your body right down through your cell structure to the subatomic particles of the atoms of your DNA, awakening the deep knowledge within you of the language of light. And taking another beautiful inhaling breath, feeling all this incredible cosmic energy. Feeling the sun coming through from the front to the back, and the earth's beautiful nurturing energy coming from the back through to the front. You will now feel the beautiful energy of all of your guides and teachers, the couples of the divine seven rays, all directing this beautiful energy of divine love and light towards you, allowing you to open up and to receive the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last day. Feeling the energy flowing right through you, awakening you further still. Feel as the energy is directed to you even more powerfully of all the energies that you've not allowed yourself to receive in the last month. Feel your heart fully awakening. This beautiful energy, the waves of love flowing through you as you fill up and recognize yourself to open up as a chalice. And again, feel as the energy gets even stronger of love, allowing you to receive, healing all those wounds, helping to elevate your consciousness, as you now receive beautiful energies of love that you have not allowed yourself to receive throughout this last season. Take another beautiful, deep breath and feel it anchoring through as it washes over your pineal gland, flowing down your atlas, awakening your spinal column, feeling like you're being elongated or stretched out, as this beautiful energy washes down to your perineum. Now visualize this tube of light, of this beautiful, unconditional, divine love and light, flowing further still through the tube of light that you've sent down to the center, the crystalline center of Mother Earth. And you will feel as this connects into her, helping her also to further awaken, further transform, helping to assist with all these planetary galactic changes. And as you now feel this connection of the overflowing energy of love, completely still surrounded by all of your guides and teachers, filling up on this energy, intend for yourself to see the flower of life. Just your intention of allows you to the blueprints of creation and with this intention feel the flower of life flowing in through your crown chakra, flowing down until it meets with your pineal gland, infusing it, blending with it, as it begins to broadcast throughout your body and to all your cells, reawakening them to the blueprints of creation, known as the language of light or the language of silence. The flower of life being a beautiful sacred geometric lattice of pure life force flows through, fully awakening and activating your pineal gland to its highest degree possible at this time. And as you feel the merging and the blending, see as the flower of life flows down through your spinal column, down towards your perineum, where it now stays for a few moments, blending and infusing the master cells that are located there. And as you feel it blending and merging, take a deep breath so you can anchor the flower of life through your perineum. You may feel a jolt, an awakening sensation as your body comes into full aliveness. Now see the flower of life flowing down that tube of light and into the center of the earth, helping to connect, activating the crystalline core further still, radiating out this beautiful energy. And as you see a beautiful red luminescent energy building awakening from the earth, see it turning shades, building up into that beautiful energy of the molten lava. Now leaving the flower of life to blend and merge in the center of the crystalline core of Mother Earth, intend to now see the sacred symbol from the Hindus known as the Sir Yantra. And again, just with your intention of this symbol, feel it as it travels through your crown chakra, awakening you further still, expanding you into this oneness, infusing and blending with your pineal gland, helping you to fully move into the experience, to the place of feeling the stillness in time, in the eternal now. And as you feel this awakening, activation, feel the truth in the expansion and awareness, you begin to see the awakening of the diamond geometry with your third eye, illuminating you further, helping you to peer into the hidden realms. Now feel as the Sai Yantra flows down through your throat, awakening through your throat, your spinal column, the divine cosmic rod. Feel it flowing downwards and anchoring into, again, your perineum, where it further awakens your master cells, expanding and opening up your DNA. Giving you that energy of fullness and honor and gratitude. But the deepest energy of peace. Peace expands your vibration further still. And as you feel the beauty of this energy, blending, mixing, and merging, send the Sir Yantra down into the center of the crystalline core of Mother Earth. Feel her receptivity to it, her happiness and awakening, the nurturing, helping with her transformation and ascension. And as you feel the Sir Yantra taking up the space, you see the energies that have been mixing through with the molten lava. As you feel it now turning through into the blues, the silvers, and the platinums, as it awakens further, and you feel the energies of the platinum rays coming towards you from the cosmos beyond Orion to flow through, coming in your crown chakra and awakening you as your body turns, transforming and transmuting with the crystalline, beautiful energy. And as you feel it traveling through your spinal column, and you feel the platinum energy from the earth traveling upwards, ready to meet within your heart, you feel the expansion of the beautiful energy of oneness within your heart, being one with the universe, one with nature, one with the cosmos, the stars, and all the light beings and sentient beings on the earth. Feeling these waves of love as you now recognize you transforming through into the beautiful diamond prism. And as all the energies mix and merge together, blending, you feel the diamond rays coming from beyond Orion, traveling through with the sparkling luminescence prisms, reflecting the rainbows as they flow into your crown chakra, further awakening you, expanding you, and flowing through, awakening your pineal gland, allowing you to reflect and look into the world with your beautiful eyes, sparkling diamonds, as you feel the platinum ray further traveling through, mixed in with the diamond ray, and the nurturing, beautiful, crystalline, platinum diamond ray from the earth, traveling upwards through your beautiful homoluminescent body, and again meeting within your heart chakra that has now completely expanded to encompass all of creation, giving you that knowingness of the so above, so below, so within, so without. And as you feel this beautiful, incredible energy of divine love, light, the crystalline diamond prison that you have become and that you have anchored in, holding this frequency now of magnificence, the magnificence of being, you will now activate everyone that you come into contact with. And feeling this beautiful, incredible energy, send it now out to the four elements, the animals, the rocks, all the sentient beings, the water, the air that you breathe, all of your guides and teachers, all the light beings from all the galaxies and the stars, letting them know that there is a human that loves them and has fully returned home. Take a few moments and just breathe in this incredible energy, this beautiful awakening. And as you take this deep breath, anchoring it in, breathe it all the way down to your perineum, the base of your spine. Feel it then flowing down towards your toes. Take another breath. As you feel this beautiful love configuration chamber pulling away and leaving you completely open, being receptive and aware. And as you bring yourself back into the present now, bring your awareness back again for the ladies to your second chakra, and for the gentlemen, their root chakra, base of the spine, ladies at the navel, and release the old grounding cord that you had there, allowing a new one to flow down into the earth. Again, you may choose any color that you wish. And feel its anchoring through. As you begin to wiggle your toes, your fingers, stretching in any way that you feel, and bringing yourself back, fully aware, fully awakened, into the present now. And we're just going to use these beautiful tuning forks and go right into this beautifully written invocation for night one, entering into the universal underworld, so beautifully written by Enrita Melchizedek of the Palladian Light Network. I am so honored to read this. As all the years I've been receiving her emails and her beautiful invocations, it is with great honor that I now say this. And if it comes through, we'll also sing it. And I believe that will most likely take us to the end of the show. But what a beautiful way to bring in the closing. So with that in mind, from March 26th to April 12th, we enter into night one of the universal underworld, assimilating on the inner planes the frequencies of light, spiraling forth from the company of heaven with a focus on the third ray of divine intelligence. We are offered an opportunity to enter into the crystalline cities of light above Uluru in Australia and the overlighted by the Ascended Masters, Ray Councils of the Light, Christed ETs, and the Brotherhood of the Light, experiencing an initiation of light that will collectively take our service work to another level of wisdom and knowingness, through connecting more deeply into the infinite and eternal mind of the Mother, Father, God. We further have the opportunity to let go of the lesser than and better than consciousness, as well as assisting in the shifting that disorientated template of current economic and financial structures holding the financial reins of power, as we recognize the divine equality of all life and need for shared resources through this vibrant yellow flame of light and the unified hologram of love. I call upon the overlight of Mother, Father, God, the Ascended Masters, Mighty Elohim, Archangels and Angels, Christed ETs, the Brotherhood of Light, and all other beings of light that we all personally acknowledge, as I now merge with my I Am Presence, I now ask to be taken into the crystalline city above Uluru. May I undergo my my initiation of light, connecting me into the mind of God and the frequency of love. I am now taken in an external Merkaba vehicle of light, surrounded in a vibrant yellow flame of light, to the doorway of this crystalline city of light. I am now greeted by three high priests to the order of Melchizedek, requesting permission to enter into this city. They greet me as a child of light, and I ask that I may enter into this crystalline city of light, so I may further my service work as an ambassador of light to God and all life. The doorway is now opened, and I am now greeted by my family and friends of the light. As I am taken into an initiation chamber of light, surrounded by the company of heaven and this vibrant yellow flame of light, I now link my mind, my heart, into the mind and heart of Mother, Father, God, receiving the key codes, templates of light that will take me into a deeper level of wisdom and love as I align with my will and with the divine will of the Mother, Father, God. As I now merge with my I Am presence and activate the I Am avatar blueprint of light within my body, my energy field, and hologram, to receive these key codes and downloads of light, I now recite this vibrant yellow flame of light. And through the third ray of divine intelligence, I ask to release any lesser than or better than consciousness issues I may still have. As I recognize the divine equality of all life, through the knowingness that it is only the levels of cosmic consciousness awareness that differs from individual to individual, through this reflection of wisdom and love, I ask to receive the highest levels of knowingness available to me at this time, to further assist in creating and affecting change within the current financial and economic institutes on this earth plane, as well as creating a matrix of divine abundance for all life on this earth plane. As a wisdom keeper of knowledge and light, I now link up with all the light workers, star-seeded ones, and beings of light from on high, assisting in this focus of bringing through these new templates of light. I now find myself on the unity grid of light, linking into this matrix of light beings through wisdom and love. I now assist in surrounding the earth plane in a vibrant yellow flame of light, bringing through the higher ray frequencies of the third ray of divine intelligence, and assisting in anchoring and activating these new templates and blueprints of light, so that all life may experience the wisdom of God through divine recognition of self and financial and economic abundance. I now link into the crystalline grid of light. Now into the solar grid of light. And now into the sun. And now into the central sun on Alcon. And now into the central, great central sun on Sirius. And from there, take on all the encodings of light. I need to initiate change as an ambassador of light. I now find myself back in my sacred space, surrounded in this vibrant yellow flame of divine intelligence. I honor myself and all life in this commune of wisdom and love. As I ground into the crystalline heart of Mother Earth and into the unified hologram of love. Thank you so much for this beautiful invocation and for allowing me to be honored to say it, Enrita. And for those of you listening in, would like to thank you so much for taking part in this hour. Please tune in next week at the same time to listen to another magnificent channeling from Enrita Melchizedek on the Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. And following the next week, I'm so excited to announce my special guest, Daniela Roma Hoffman, the best-selling author of Temples of Light. She will be on the program discussing her book, her new programs, and hopefully we'll be able to get to some of the questions and have some call-ins for that show. So wishing you all peace to all, love to all, and wishing you a magical day full of cosmic ecstasy. Thank you so much, and aloha blessings.